You've dialed 989-7500. Paul Mack presents. The finest in recorded telephone entertainment. We all say that, don't we? So I wonder who is the finest in recorded telephone entertainment. Why doesn't somebody just come out and say, the worst in recorded telephone entertainment? Oh, I think Calcom already did that. Well, hello, I'm your host, Paul Mack, and this is a special tape issued for the weekend. What is the day today? Today is February 7th, or February 8th, Saturday and Sunday of 1987. So, welcome to the Saturday and Sunday of 1987, the 7th and 8th of February. Well, this weekend we're going to speak a little bit about my film again. That's right, and we've been anxiously anticipating the March 13th premiere date of my short film, and I'm going to give you a little bit of information on how you can see this if you're interested, and also a little bit of insight and, you know, a little background of what went into this production. To begin with, I'd just like to tell everybody that the film is only 27 minutes long, and it's not a big Hollywood feature. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, because I don't want you all to come down there thinking that you're going out to the movies, you know, you're going to see a professionally, you know, high-tech, polished film that Paul Mack just happened to direct. Well, that's not the case. One day it may be like that, but for the time being, I'm still trying to make it as a director in this industry, and this telephone entertainment outlet is a way for me to get the word out to my telephone friends, and hopefully to gain your support. Now, this isn't a phone party or anything. This isn't one of these, get-togethers where everybody, you know, sits around and socializes. No, that's not it. This is a regular event that I'm putting on, outside of my telephone life. But I invite everybody who listens and who is local to the North Hollywood area to come down and, look at the film if you're interested in film or in young filmmakers and new talent out there, and or if you'd just like to come down and meet Paul Mack. It's going to be on Friday, the 13th of March, and that's going to be at 8:00 p.m. That's the premiere screening, and there's a second screening at 9:30 p.m. And depending upon how many we fill up, will be the one that you would come to see. Now, I would suggest coming to see the 9:30 showing if you can, because there's going to be a lot of people at the 8:00 showing, and you might not get in unless you send in for your tickets and are really serious about seeing this film, and send in for a reservation. What you do is you send your $2 check or money order to Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California 91023, and you write that out to Paul Mack Productions. My last name is spelled M-A-C-K, Paul Mack Productions, and just specify what time you'd like to, see the film, and how many people in your party, and just send down $2 per ticket for donation. Now, this is just to help recoup the cost of renting this this room over there at Howard Johnson's. It's a pretty, a pretty big room. It holds about 200 people, and we're going to have two screenings, so hopefully we'll get, a full house of a total of 400 people to see the film. Once again, it's only 27 minutes, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to show another movie with it. It's a film I did in 1981 called The Visitant, and Dan Dualphase, Dan Ross, helped me do the sound on that film. And, of course, my friend Dan passed away in 1983, but I think he'd be proud at what we're doing now. I have a new friend that's helping me with my sound. His name is Nino Telefun, or Mr. Fun, who runs Telefun, at 882-9524. And so the legend continues, and the legacy, rather. And so we're looking forward to having you out there if you'd really like to see it. Remember, it's not a party, it's not a get-together, it's not a socialite. So if you'd like to come down and see my short film, my shorts in my film, we're inviting you, and I hope you can come down. A little bit later on the tape, we're going to play you the title song of the film called Roads Unknown. And we're also going to, run some commercials and promos and spots and a lot of neat things. This is just a short little throw-together wait tape that, lets you know what's going on and, hoping you will come out to the premiere. Anyway, enough of me rambling. We're going to get on with some more stuff right after this.
Sonny Blake is about to experience another world.
You don't know how much I appreciate this.
On an unknown road he chose for himself.
Go ahead and look. I don't think you'll like what you see.
Sonny Blake is about to encounter his final destination.
What is wrong with you people?
What are you gonna do, Sonny? Kill me?
Paul Mack brings you Final Destination Unknown. For a journey that begins at the end.
Who is Sonny Blake?
Who is Sonny Blake?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sonny Blake is the guy who's got some problems, especially traveling around. He's just the guy who is in the movie. I just saw him as a guy who had some, emotional scars when he was young and has a bad habit of strangling women. I don't want him to be a total demon, but just a guy that is sick.
Okay. Well, did you enjoy the character? I mean, did you welcome the opportunity to portray such a type of character?
Truthfully, not really, to play a sicko. No, I mean, luckily there wasn't a whole lot of dialogue or, real demented stuff going on. He just, strangles a few girls, walks around, and dies. It wasn't bad. The kind of script it was, it's not really a character study as much as a character presentation.
Well, what kind of parts are you most fond of as an actor?
Anyone that I can get, especially those that pay.
Right.
I like a lot of things. I wouldn't, categorize it other than the fact that I am categorized already by my looks and my speech and so forth and so on.
You say you typecast a lot?
Who isn't? But I don't object to that. I just, I like acting when I get a chance to do it.
What kind of character or what kind of role would you like to be given for a movie, aside from a lead? I mean, just as a character.
You mean like what sort of thing happening now?
Yeah, what appeals to you? What would you like to do?
I mean, anything like a scene elsewhere, any kind of role on that. I think, a quality show is a fun thing to do. I mean, I'd do Friday the 13th, part 28, At this point, I'm desperate. So, I just want to work, and I don't, claim any real pretenses to be an artiste. I'm an actor, and that's just like a lot of other jobs.
On this particular film, what was your general frame of mind during the making of
My general frame of mind?
Yeah, during the whole...
It just takes a lot of time to make a film, and usually your general frame of mind is, you're bored to death. you sit around and you sit around and wait, and that's essentially what they say that most actors are really paid for.
Was it easy working under the direction of Paul Mack?
Was it easy? Was it hard? I don't know. I don't have a vast experience that I'm bringing to this. I mean, it was a learning experience, and I think everybody learned as we went along. And let's leave it at that.
Well, what were your thoughts on working with Lisa Fuller when you were first introduced to her?
Well, you have to understand that Lisa was a former student of mine in the first class she was ever in. So it's not like she was new to me.
Oh.
She's gotten a lot better, and she's, you know, got some work to do. But I think she could have a real nice career.
Hmm. Did you enjoy working with her then?
Yeah, who doesn't? She's a pretty girl. Enough said.
Well, does any one scene that you did in particular stand out in your mind?
The night shoot stands out in my mind for the chill factor, the makeups. I like the night shoots better. You know, I like certain shots. I didn't care for a lot of the car things because it was a hot day. You know.
Well, having seen a rough cut of the finished film, how do you come away feeling about the film itself?
I can't wait to see the finished cut.
Yeah. And how about your work after seeing it?
Seeing as how this is the first time I've ever really seen myself in any kind of length outside of home movies. It's a tough question to answer in terms of everybody has a self-image of themselves inside their mind, and then there's what you see, what other people see, and I'd say it was a rude awakening.
That's funny. Well, what about Paul's work?
On this particular film?
Yes.
Paul's young, he's learning, and he's ambitious, and I applaud anybody, and I applaud his effort. You know, I mean, he really puts himself into it, and he's got a lot to learn, and I think, you know, it's a question of what he wants to do with it.
All right. Well, now, you kind of already indicated earlier, as well as acting, you teach as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, which do you enjoy most?
Acting is the basis of the teaching. I mean, it's the basis of my understanding, and it's also the basis for my understanding with the actors. That idea, whether, you know, I mean, right now I seem to be having much more success as a teacher based on the success of the students.
So where most actors are waiting tables, you're teaching. It's a see-you-through kind of thing until you are fully engulfed in an acting career, is that right?
No, I mean, it's something I really do enjoy. And the teaching of anything teaches you. I mean, it shows you what you know and what you don't know, and what you, in a teaching situation, what you better know.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. In my opinion, you certainly appear to be a promising star one day, and I'm glad you're with us today on the show.
Well, we'll see.
That was Andrew McGarian, the young man. I shouldn't really call him a young man. He's older than I am. The young actor who who stars in Final Destination Unknown, if I can say it right. And currently, Andrew McGarian has just done a couple of episodes of Fame, and I believe he just did an episode of Cagney and Lacey. In Fame, he played a Bruce Springsteen lookalike. I mean, he actually portrayed Bruce Springsteen, and, you know, he looks a lot like Bruce. Then again, how would I know? I mean, I'm not a Bruce fan, so anyway. Yeah. This is the music from The Mission, and The Mission, as you know, is exactly the key phrase here, because that's reminding me to tell you that you can see Final Destination Unknown on March 13th. At the Mission Room at Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. That's right, the Mission Room in Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. That's right. So come on down. It's a nice little place, and we're going to have a bar there, a no-host bar, which means you've got to buy your drinks if you'd like some drinks, you know, soft drinks, alcoholic beverages. That's right. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So hope to see you down there, and got some more stuff coming up on site too here. And, we're going to talk a little bit about the movie. We're going to get my wife's opinion, and we've also got a contest coming up where you can win a couple of free passes to my film if you want to avoid paying the $2 charge there. So stick around, and we'll see you on Side 2.